Okay, today's daf is daf nun zayin. We're in the very top of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Konem peros ha'elu, alai." The person says, "These fruit are asertim." He's taking another that these particular fruit are aser. The chefs of the fruit are asertim. Konem heim al pi. They are aser to my mouth. Konem heim lipi. They're aser to my mouth. Aser. It's aser bichilufein ubigidulem. I think we saw this Mishnah quoted earlier in the Masech. Yeah, a couple of places already we saw it quoted. So the halacha is, it's aser. Not only are these actual fruit going to be aser, but even the chilufein, even if you were to swap these fruit with other fruit or sell the fruit, the replacements would be aser as well. Ubigdulehem, and also the outgrowths of them, if you were to replant either these fruit themselves or the seeds, the pits of them, that would also be aser. In contrast to, if you say shani ochel v'shani toem mutter b'chilufenu b'gidulayim, but if you say I won't eat, I can't eat, I cannot taste it, then you can have the replacements, because the second half is a focus on you not eating, but not so much on the object. You can't eat them. The first half is a focus on the chepsa. So the chepsa is also anything replacing that chepsa, as opposed to the second part is a focus on the maisa. But if you replace the chepsa, then the actual iser will not continue to exist. So let's look at the Ran for an explanation here, a clear explanation. So the Ran says, Konim, the top Ran, Konim peiros ha'ilu alai, Konim hein alpi, Konim hein lafi, aser b'chilufen uvigiduleihem. Mishum d'chemin sheprat ha'dvarm ne'asar, alav, since he lists that which is going to be asked to him, shavinu alei kehekdish. He has now turned this fruit into a davar hekdish, it's a chepsa shel iser. For this reason, therefore the replacements, the outgrowths of them, will be aser. Just like in hektesh, a person takes hektesh and tries to replace it, the replacement object is going to be aser. If he tries to regrow them, anything that's going to grow from it will be aser as well. It's not similar to one who takes a nether of, in general, all figs or minhanavim. Since he doesn't detail which fruits he's referring to in the second scenario, the asar alav kol hamin, he prohibits the entire category of fruit. Lo asum alav hekdesh, he's not asking them as a chepsa like hekdesh is. Shlonis kavin ela me'achias osam min, he's only prohibiting himself from that particular min, whichever min it might be, but not to any replacements or gidulehem. Umshim hachi, for this reason, in the second scenario where it's only a stam iser, lo metaser bichulufen and bigdulehem, he doesn't aser the replacements or the outgrowths of them. Ela beporit, only when he details, only when he lists which specific fruit he's referring to. Kihacha damar peros ha'il. Okay, so that's, I think, enough of the round we need, but that's the basic idea. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, let's say he says, Bidavar, or if he's referring to Bidavar Shazaro Kala, this is all by a situation of something, a seed or a plant that gets used up. But Aval Badavar Shein Zaro Kala, in a type of plant that does not get used up, meaning it's one of the perennials like we spoke about in the past, where it regrows itself each season, it comes back. So then typically fruit are, I know Ricky's a gardener, he said perennials really refer to fruit, to flowers, not necessarily to fruit. But I think typically fruit.
I don't know.
It might also be fruit. But yeah. Fruit, I think, typically grow back from season to season, and vegetables don't. So when it comes to this whole discussion, is referring to a vegetable, Dover Shazaro Kala, where it grow for the season and that's it. But if it's a Dover Shain Taro Kala, where the Zera doesn't complete, each season it returns, then Afilu Gidule Gidulin Asun, then even the outgrowths of the outgrowths, the derivatives of the derivatives, will be aser as well. Now, is this talking about on the second scenario?
I think it's on both.
On both of them, yeah? Let's look at the Ran, I guess. Yeah, that's where the Ran says. You see the Ran around 15 wide lines down. It says, B'davar she'zaro kala, B'davar she'en zaro kala, afilu gidule gidulin asur. Akulum asisun kai, says the Ran. This is referring to both cases of the Mishnah. V'halchi kamar, the way you read the Mishnah is as follows. My damrinam bereisha, that which it says in the beginning of the Mishnah, also big gidulein, when you detailed which fruit you're referring to in particular, then we said also big gidulein, the mashma dafka big gidulein up mitaser, only the first year's growths of al big gidulein gidulein. But if you take the second growths and replant them for a third series of growths, then that would be shari. So honey mile, so the Mishnah qualifies, that's only true b'davar shezaro kala, where it's something that the vegetable gets used up. Am I, by the way, is this what the article says about zaro kala? Something that doesn't grow back the next year? Is that correct?
actually it says does not decompose.
Doesn't decompose.
As opposed to like a bulb of an onion.
Uh-huh.
That the plant grows out of the bulb, and the bulb is still in the ground. If you dig it up, you still see it.
Uh-huh. So I suppose other things that when it grows, you no longer see the seeds of the apple, whatever. That's what it's referring to. With the Zera, the seed is still there. But okay, fine. Let's fix it up then. So again, this whole Mishnah is talking about where only the first level of Gidulim are Usur, but not the second, is when the Zera Kala. So again, my apple, let's say for example, is Usur. I took a nether, this particular apple. And now I take the pit and I replant it. So now that tree that grows from that pit will be usher because it came from the pit. But now since that pit has decomposed when my tree grew, so the new fruit, if I were to replant the pits of the new apples, that wouldn't extend itself anymore because there's no longer anything left, any remains of the initial apple that was there. Aval, in contrast to that, says the Ron. Where are we? Yeah, we're actually in the words of the Bichi HaGavna. In this case, since the Zeres Kala, Nihid the Begidulin Rishun Misaser, even though granted that the first growths are Aser, the Alpha Gav the Leka Mide, Mimai the Aser, Begidulin, even though there's nothing left, nothing remains from that which is Aser, the pit has decomposed, the Zeres Kala, Afilhochi, still nonetheless, Logara Gidulin Michalifin, it's hard for us to say that that which grows from the apple is going to be any less than that which is replaced. That which replaces the apple, the chalifin nami, the replacement also afagav delesba mida. Even though there's nothing left, I switch the apple with an orange. Let's say, for example, if there's no apple left in my hand, mimai daaser led. We don't have the apple in my possession anymore. Afil hachi asir it's aser. So therefore, so to the gidulein, at least the first round of gidulein should be aser. Miu be gidulein gidulein shai. But the growths of the growths, that's going to be mutter. Dechem the gidulin bedavar shazar kalam. Since you're using something that the zera, the pit, is no longer there, ki chalifin dami, ki echad the chalifin chalifin mutar. And just like the replacement of a replacement is going to be mutter, kidmucha chleba shutvin, like it's clearly stated in the Gemara earlier, gavi machin kadesh bidemeim, mikudeshes, hachanami gidule gidulein shari. Fine. That's the proof he says. Okay, we don't need to read the rest of this. But jump down a couple lines in the Ron where it says now aval davar in the same Dimaskal aval davar she'ein zarokala. A situation where the pit or the seed is not going to be, or the bulb of the onion will not be decomposed. Bain bereshit bain b'seifa. In either scenario, whether you have detailed which fruit or you just said stam this species of fruit, afilu gidule gidulin asurin mishum dechem de ein zar kala. Since the pit or the bulb hasn't decomposed, it's still there. Bihare bi gidule gidulin halalu mu'ura behen min ha'eser harisham. The gidule gidulin is still having a mixture, still having an impact from the initial iser that existed on that pit or that seed. Vinadarim havale davar sheishlo matirin. So that's the explanation, the long explanation of the Ran about this Mishnah. Now back to the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, this is a long Mishnah. There's a Gotel. Okay. So the Mishnah says now, Ha'omer li'ishto, a person says to his wife, Konim ma'asei.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Here if they would have no material, it would be bottle of a shishin because the bulb is so small compared to the growth. Is that what it's trying to say?
I guess the Gemara is going to address this later on in two days from today. That's what seems on daf and test. But the idea is, it sounds like it would be bottle otherwise had it not been a davar shishin material.
It would be bottle because once the plant is, even though the whole thing stems out of that bulb, it's still be bottle.
We'll see it later. Yeah. So the Mishnah now says, Ha'omer li'ishto, a person says to his wife, Konem ma'aseh yadeich alai, I'm going to prohibit myself from any of your actions. Any of the parnas that you make is forbidden to me. Or Konem hein alpi, it's prohibited to my mouth. Konem hein lipi, similar language is prohibited to my mouth. Aser b'chilufen u'b'giduleyem. They're aser both the actual item, the replacement, and any of the giduleyem of the ma'aseh yadeich. If he says, however, shani ochel shani toim, that I can't eat, I cannot taste any of your ma'aseh yadecha, then mutar b'chilufein b'gidulein, then you can have benefit from the replacements and any of the derivatives of them. But davarshe zarakala, when it comes to something where the pit gets decomposed. Well, davarshein zarakala, in a situation where the pit remains, then afilu gidule gidulein asurin, but then even the derivatives of the derivatives will be prohibited as well. Sounds pretty much the same as the first Mishnah. So the Ran explains as it added chiddush. If you look at the Ran around 15 lines up, Ha'omer li'ishto koni ma'isi adeich alai v'chulei aser b'chilfein b'gidulein, it says the Ran, Ashmin, and this line of the Mishnah, this stage, is telling us Rebusa, a chiddush, d'miyached peirosav shel ploni, that if you specify fruit of a particular individual, kihacha, like here, d'yached ma'isi adei isho, and his wife is the individual here, ka'omer elu dami, it's as if you're saying these fruit, u'mitaser b'chilufein u'bigdulem. So before we spoke about specifying which fruit, now we're specifying whose fruit. Whose fruit is the same thing as which fruit? That's what the Ran is explaining the chiddush here. So the Ran asks, wait a second, v'lo tikshilach, don't ask me ma'isya deha davarshein bo mamish shu. Don't tell me that there's no, it's not tangible, there's nothing, there's no mamashis to create a nether. A nether has to be chal in something, there's mamashis to this. And there's no mamashis to her actions. So the Ran explains, you have to tweak it and say, really, he says, where you hurt your hands, which are, of course are physical, that is going to be usher. Inami, alternatively, one could suggest, it's her actions after she already performed something that has is tangible, then he said it's usher. I'm not sure what he means by the second answer, by the way. First, the Ran we discussed around a month ago in the Aftaz Ayin Rambis.
We discussed this issue
yeah.
Already.
Okay, but then he quotes in the Kasev HaRav Rabbi Yonah, "Delo mitaser el b'keneged ma'isya deh." It's only us or that which corresponds to her actions. Shem isho tachna v'afsa machra lechem. That if she grinds, she bakes, and she sells the bread, the money, I'm not sure what he means by this either.
The equivalent amount of how much she did that. It's not the actual thing she did.
It's the value. Okay. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Mishnah, rather. The Mishnah says a third scenario. The Mishnah, Shat Oseh, any ochel, that which you do, I can eat ad ha-Pesach. I cannot eat until Pesach. Shat osa, any miskasa ad ha-Pesach, that which you make, clothing, I cannot adorn myself, I can't cover myself until Pesach. So asa lifnei Pesach, if she makes it before Pesach, mutter lecho, uliskasos. He may eat it, he may cover himself in this. Achar Pesach, if it's after Pesach that she makes it, wait a second, let's get that clearer. Let's look at the Ran here. The Ran on the bottom says, four lines up. Shat os ose, eini ochel, ara pesach, v'chulei mutter lechol l'tzkasos l'achar pesach. Lomus hafkinon dilma ara pesach kai al shat ose, v'eini ochel l'olam kamar. There's no doubt that perhaps when he says ara pesach, he's trying to qualify when she makes it. So the Ara Pesach is not referring to the making, is referring to the eating. So let's get this the statement again clear. She says, rather, he says to his wife, Shat Osa Ara Pesach Eini Ochel. So if you make something, make some food until Pesach, I cannot eat it. Or Shat Osa, if you make some type of clothing, Ara Pesach Eini Miskasa, I cannot cover myself in this. Therefore, if she makes something lefnei Pesach, aser. Did I read the wrong line before? Or is it Gisa? I may have read the wrong one before. I may have read the wrong thing now.
Yeah.
Let's try that again. I start again. I apologize. Shat osa eini ochel al Pesach. If you eat that which you make, rather, in terms of any food that you make, eini ochel al Pesach, I cannot eat until Pesach. Or he says, Shat Osa, anything you make, Ein Miskasa Ara Pesach, I can't wear it until Pesach. Asa Lefnei Pesach, if she makes something before Pesach, Mutter Lechol Uliskasos Achar Pesach, he may eat it after Pesach. I mean, the Isser only exists before Pesach, but then it's going to be permitted after Pesach. There's no Isser in the actual Chefsa. It's his action of wearing or eating is forbidden to him until Pesach comes. But it's not that if you make it before Pesach, it's us to me forever. It's whenever you make it, it's usher to before Pesach, but then I may eat it after Pesach, I may wear it after Pesach. That's the first case. It's an isser in the action. The action is limited, but not the chefza. But the next scenario is She'at osel ara Pesach eini miskasa. Eini ochel. I'm sorry, I keep getting lost. These lines are so similar. Okay, again, she'at osel ara Pesach. Okay, so she'at osel ara Pesach. If anything you make until Pesach, eini ochel. So there he asks the chefset. If she makes something before Pesach, then that chefset is going to be asked to him forever. If it's shat, oh, say, at Pesach, if she makes something before Pesach, in miskasa, I would add liolam. So what happened is, it's asr lefnei Pesach. If she makes either food or a clothing item before Pesach, it's asr lechol miskasos. Even achar Pesach is asr to him. It's forbidden forever. If she makes it before Pesach, it becomes an ish in the chefset.
Certainly before Pesach, right?
Certainly before Pesach, right. Then if he says, shat nenesli, that you cannot get benefit from me out of Pesach, im holechas at lebeis avicha at hachag. I mean, this is also confusing. That you cannot benefit from me before Pesach if you go to your father's house before Sukkot. We saw this before learning, right? So we'll have to figure this out and then just read the rest of the line here. Halacha lefnei Pesach. If she goes before Pesach, then asura b'hanaso ad ha-Pesach. Then she's asur until Pesach. So let's see. I forget what's going on here.
Refer back to Tesvo.
That's what it says, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, in my Masifta, I'm three volumes behind that. I can't. So let's see what they have here. Right, so again, the statement is that you cannot get Hana from me before Pesach. It's only the Tanai is if you go to your father's house before Sukkot, the next Sukkot, then it's Asabana, Ara Pesach. But if you don't go to your father's house, then the Isser won't exist. That's the point. The Tanai is a Sukkot. The Isser is, the Isser is going to be, you can't get enough from me until Pesach. If you do go to your father's house before Sukkot, if she holds back and doesn't go to her father's house, there will be no Isser. But if she does go to her father's house before Sukkot, then there will be an Isser on her until Pesach comes around. If he says, if she doesn't go, and then Achar Pesach v'bal Yechel. That's the next line here. Man, it's not right.
The whole issue here a little bit is that the Chora Mashma Mechora Azu, because man shelo halcha Aisha Debeit Aviyah, eina tzricha linhog isur be'ana'a mishel ba'ala. Af al pi sheyesh efsharut, shelebasof telech lebeit Aviyah ve'itbarer mitamafreya, shenenta be'isur kona.
Aha.
She'ol after Pesach, he's already over the Yisr.
Right, because, yeah, it's like
Mara. Tonight was Mekayim.
Right.
But
here it says, so Mara Leil and Tezav Heviya Sei Deod Ben Yandle Lechirav Nachman Afen Kach Hadin Shekol Mi Shehutal Alav Isur Neder Bedavar Echad Like Nikneo Isur Im Yaase Davar Acher Hatnai Mutar Lo Lechatchil Alasot Et HaIsur Al Menad Sheizahar Lechar Mikan Milasot Et Hatnai. Right.
So the situation is where they're standing in Adar, let's say, in Adar. And he says to his wife, for the next month, you cannot get any hana from me the next month, if for sometime the next 7 months, till Sukkot, you go to your father's house. So that's the situation we're talking about. We're standing in Adar right now. So let's read the Mishnah again and read how this goes.
I'm suggesting Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite, that he's not allowed to.
Okay. So let's read the Mishnah and fill in what Rabbi Yehuda, what he would add in, I guess. The Mishnah says, Shat Nehan Nesli, again, the last two lines of the page, Shat Nehan Nesli Ara Pesach, you can't get enough from me until Pesach over the next month, Im Holechas At Levei Savicha, if you go to your house over the next 7 months till Sukkot time. Halchofne Pesach, if she goes before Pesach already, she can't hold herself back, then Asur B'Hanas Ara Pesach. The Isser exists for the next month, she can't get any Hana. After Pesach, there's no longer an Isser Hana. But let's say she gets Hana, and then Lachar Pesach, she goes to her father's house before Sukkot. Then what happens is, L'mafreya, like you were saying, B'bal Yachel, she violates the Isser of Bal Yachel, L'mafreya, since she ended up going to her father's house, before Sukkot came around. So you say in that case, what did Rabbi Yehuda say?
He says, Achlef Rabbi Yehuda v'shev Rav, af lifnei shenase hatnai,
Ah.
avar al averat Torah shel nedarim.
Okay. So he has a gzerim and derbanan to stay away just in case she ends up going to her father's house, so
right,
not to violate the mafreya.
She already.
Okay. Then the Mishnah says the top line of Nun Zayin Mabay says, Sha'at Nehanes Li Alachag. You can't get enough for me until Sukkot. Himolechas At Lebeis Avicha if you go to your father's house at a Pesach. So Ad Halchal from Pesach, if she goes before Pesach already, so the Isser Shchal, Asur Banasa, Alachag, she can't get enough until Sukkot comes around. But Mutar Sleilech Achar Pesach. But once Pesach comes, then she can go after Pesach because Tanai was only before Pesach, not after Pesach. Okay, so we're good. So Gemara said, yeah?
I think they're obvious, no? This mission,
yeah. Is there a Chiddush here? There's no Ron to tell us what the Chiddush should be.
Here it says, Lechora Zehu or Apshuta, Sharei Lo Tala Hava Lit Haisur Ela Be Halichata Lifne Pesach Haran Mevaer. Yeah, there is a Ron. הרם מבאר שהחידוש שבהוראה זו הוא בכך שאפילו במקרה שאכן הלכה לבית אביה לפני הפסח וגרמה שאחל הנדר ונאסרה בינאה משל בעל הסוכות מכל מקום מותרת היא ללכת לבית אביה בין פסח לסוכות.
Chiddush is where she made herself aser banan until so she could still go afterwards.
Right, till Pesach. One second again. Shafilu b'mikra she'achen halcha lebeit aviyah lifnei Pesach, right? He says that before Pesach, yeah. V'garma she'achel l'neder v'ne'esra v'yana'a mishel v'adah atzukot. Mikol makom muteret l'alechet lebeit aviyah ben Pesach. Okay.
It's not such a chiddush.
It's not such a chiddush either, no.
That's right. Tosu says that there's no chiddush at all here.
Right.
I'm just saying they brought it in because it's right. One of the two different cases, two opposite scenarios, but there's no chiddush. Okay, Gemara says now, Ha'omer liishto, konim maseh yadeich al lai, konim hin al pi, konim hin lefi. If he says a situation that his wife's maseh yadeich are going to be usher to him, so then they're going to be usher to him, and in the chilufein and gudulein will be usher as well. So Gemara says, Yishmal ish kfar yama, Vamrila ish kfar dima. Hello, biado bitzel shakro b'shvius. So he was once. Rashi just point. The Ram points out he lived in the village that was next to the Sfasyam by the beach or the river banks. That's why he called Kfar Yama, the village of the water. So one time he had a shaila about someone was in the shade of a tree that the roots, the akra, I guess the roots were from a shvius fruit. V'natu b'shminis, so they were oker b'shvius. They uprooted a fruit in shvius here. I guess they shouldn't have.
Was it an onion?
Was it an onion? I don't know. Let's see.
Batzel. No, I'm saying.
Oh, batzel. Oh, not batzel. Ah, he'll be the batzel. It must be. You're probably right. Yeah. Okay, so he had an onion. Sheakru b'shvius that they had taken out during shmita year, v'natu b'shminis. Then they planted it during the eighth year. Rabu Gidulav Alikaro, and then it grew and grew and grew in addition to the root or the bulb. Bahalchi coming by the Shaila is as follows. Gidulav Heter Vikaro Aser. The root, the bulb is Aser, but perhaps the Gidule and the outgrowths are going to be Mutter. Came in the Rabu Gidulav Meikaro, since there now is the majority of the permitted Gidulim over the Iker. Osan Gidule Heter Malinus Iser. Does it now Malin is going to be Mevatel, the initial Iker, the initial Bob that's Aser? Although, or perhaps one would not apply Bittel in this case. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says three lines down from the top, Rabu Gidule of Alikara, where the amount of outgrowths, the amount of onions has overwhelmed the bulb of the onion. La Rabia Bilchud Kamar, El Rabia Shekiotiba. So not only from, I guess, it's growing from its own bulb, but even from, I guess, there were other onions growing around the area that were on top of each other. I don't know how onions really grow. So they had many, many onions growing there, which was attempting to be mevato, the initial iser of the bulb. The shaila is, are the gidulei heter, are they able to be mevatel? Now, I'm not sure, is he asking the gidulim that grew from this ikar, or the gidulim that were surrounding that
seems,
came from elsewhere?
It seems that they're surrounding.
That's what it sounded like, right?
Because otherwise, why would there be gidulim heter?
Okay. So that, I think that's the next part here. But if you look now, he says, Venerally, it appears to me, he says, the ikar of sveka, the real suffik is, I mean, the gidulim, kevan shinim shachin v'yotim min ha'ikar, that which grows from the actual bulb that's aser, shenokala, is it like the ikar source and therefore usr? Or or is it really davar heter and would be mutter? That's the shaila. So it seems like there's a machlok is what the suffix is. It's about the other surrounding onions. Are they going to able to overwhelm and be mevatel the bulb or even the actual gidulim that come from that isr? Is that going to be considered heter or not? So the Gemara says now, what's the answer? They went to Rabbi Ami, asked Rabbi Ami, lo havi biyadi, he didn't know the answer. Asked Rabbi Yitzchak, nafcha, and Pashalah, he answered min hada from the following statement, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Tirita, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Batzel shel Chuma shenatu, an onion that was made from Chuma, onion that was declared Chuma, shenatu that they replanted, Rabu Gidulav al Ikaro, and it started increasing more onions around it, mutter, you're able to be mevatel the chuma. So too by the case of shvias, you should be able to be mevatel the shemitah as well. Let's just look at the Ran here. The Ran says, batel shel chuma shenatu v'rabu gidulav al ikar mutter kolomar. In other words, delo have chuma de'asu gidulin mevatel de'ikar. Meaning it's not chuma anymore because the gidulin are coming and are being mevatel the ikar, the iser, it's still going to be tevel the bitlu gidulav esa ikar. All it does is mevatel the initial chuma, but you still have to take chuma on the new onions that grew. You're allowed to eat it. It's alright. The halacha is something that's tevel, maybe eaten some once in a while as a little snack here and there. But once you want to eat an achilas keva, more permanent, more of a meal, then one would have to take chuma on this. So it's mevatel the chuma, but there's still the chaloshem tevel. Which, by the way, this iser tevel and iser chuma would only be an iser midirabanim, midirais, and nobody thinks that yerek, vegetables, is going to be a chiv, meiser, and chuma on a derais level. It's, at best, a chuma, meiser, tevel, midirabanim.
How about from the point of view of tuma? We know that when you plant something and it grows again, it's the only way to get rid of tuma on earth, right?
I don't know. I'm not familiar. I remember it vaguely, but...
Right. Because question is, let's say you take a bulb that's tame and you plant it, would that also consider right. Are you allowed to eat it and it cancels the tumor or not?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. So that's the raya that they wanted to bring, that we see a clear statement that when it comes to truma, it can be batel. So too by Shemitah, it can be batel. Comes along Rabbi Yirmi, Amalei Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yisema, Rabbi Zerika, Shavik Mar Train, Rabbit Kechad. I don't understand. You ignored two statements and you followed one, or you ignored two people and you ended up following one. Ma ninu tran, what two are you referring to that supposedly were being ignored? Dam Rabbi Yabohu, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Yalda Shesivcha Bizakena, Uba Peros, Afapisha Hosifu Masaim Aser. So Yalda, a young or a type of tree, Shesivcha, what's the lashon of Sivcha? It was grafted. Right, Zakena, they grafted a young sapling with an older tree. I assume we're referring to trees here. So, Arla, okay. My Arla tree, I see that in the Ein Mishra quotes as the halachas in the Netar Ravai.
Arla, and he put it into a plant that's really older.
Right, that's the Ran says. The Ran says there, Yalda Shesavcha B'Zakena, Yalda Shlo Avrola Shlo Shishamim. Shanim, a sapling tree that had not passed 3 years yet. It's still in Taras Arla. The Katsa, they cut it, and they grafted it. Benetia, Zakena, an older tree nearby, Shavrala, Shlosh Hashem, already had passed its Arla. What's halacha of the new fruit that's going to be a hybrid of the old and younger trees? So the halacha is again, so Yalda Shesivcha Zakena, says the Gemara. You take a sapling with an older tree and graft them. Uba Peros, now this hybrid of fruit grow. Even though you may have taken 200, I guess, the ratio of 200 to 1 of the older tree to the younger tree, I guess, it's still going to be usher. We won't apply bittul.
It seems that when he did the grafting, it already has payers.
Okay, so let's see what
that's
the...
That's what Ron is going to say.
Okay, let's see the Ron. Then the Ron says, above payers, and there are fruit. Shilu lo haya above payers, aminam beperak mashiach mechamad, yalda shesafchav zekena batla. If there are no fruit at all, that the young sapling tree is not growing any fruit, so then it's going to be batel, the zekena will already batel, there's no fruit. So it has to be a situation where there are fruit on it already. And now, I guess it started to bud some fruit. And now that you've grafted it, the fruits start getting bigger and bigger. So Afa Pisha Hosim Masayim Asir says, the Ron Afa Pisha Osifa Oson Peros Begidulin Masayim Amasha Yukodim Shisavcha Asir. Even though the fruit now had multiplied by size and 200 times its initial size by the grafting, and you could attribute the additional increase in size from the older tree, that's not Arla, it's Asir. Afagav the Gidulin Shel Heter Mizakena Kasa, even though it came from the Zakena, which is all Davar Heter, the Kaimlan Yalda Shazavcha Vizakena Bala, Filhachi came in Shapiris Halalu Kfar Hayubakodim. Since his fruit already were on the tree beforehand, Shazavcha, before the grafting, ain't Gidulin Shaben Mivala Nikr. You can't be Mivatil it. So we see Bittel doesn't apply. You cannot be Mivatil by having fruit grow over. So how could we paskin above? We're going to go like that statement of by Chuma, that Chuma it is Bittel, where only one person says it, and go against the statement that two people say, that both Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Yochanan say that it's also, you cannot be Mevatel Arla. Seemingly these all are all the same halachas of Shvita, Chuma, and Arla.
We're not talking about being Mevatel, the thing that was there beforehand, so that becomes Mutter also, right? We're talking about being Mevatel, what you're being Yonik from was there beforehand. But like, or are we talking about actually being mevatel what was there?
I thought so. I thought he's referring to the actual fruit that were there, that they grew. They were very small. Now you grafted it, and now it multiplied by 200 times its initial size. So that we're going to attribute that increase from the older tree.
So we're still talking on the branch that was grafted, not on the rest of the old tree.
Right. I don't know how it worked, but let's assume let's say exactly that branch that had a fruit on it. They grafted that branch with an older, so that fruit now blew up in size.
Right.
Which we're attributing to the older tree. So why don't we just say that all came from the Davar Heter? It should be 200 to 1. It should be Mevatel the initial fruit that was so small.
But what about the fruits that were already there on the tree?
The fruits? No, that referring to the fruits that the other parts of the tree. So I don't know what happens to that. I don't know how the grafting works, but at least the branch that we know was directly affected. It's possible the whole tree is affected by the grafting. I have no idea.
But listen. Probably no. I mean, because I would say probably the rest of the fruits in the tree would be mutter, because there's no shaila there.
I don't know how grafting
because
works.
Because here, what happens is what we're saying is he's taking one branch and putting it in the old tree. So we're saying that the old tree is feeding the new tree.
Right.
So you should be mutter because it's feeding it.
Right. But it won't have any impact on the other fruits of that tree?
Probably not, but in a different branch.
I don't know agriculture.
But in the case before where you planted this this onion that was shvius or whatever, and then it grew afterwards, and we're talking about the actual onion itself that you planted also becoming mutter?
Well, we were saying exactly that bulb was going to... Were all the davar heter, gidule heter, going to be mevatel, that bulb, I think so, yeah.
Okay, I realize.
Okay. Now, by the way, bittul only applies when you don't know the davar iser. It comes like meat and a piece of meat that falls in. Let's say that treif meat comes in, and you know which. And let's say there's three different. Let's say the classic case is if I have two kosher meats and one treif meat, and I mix up, I can't tell which is which. We apply bittul because two against one, we can mevatel mevrov. So, but let's say I know which one's the treif meat. I can't say bittul if I know which is the treif meat. So to also, I imagine if you know which is the initial bulb, which is that was usher, you couldn't eat that. You couldn't apply bittul there.
No, but here's what's saying is the part that's saying, at least in the case of the grafting, it's saying when it grows, we don't know what part of the tree is considered old or what from the original tree and one.
That agree. That's one object where it's all mixed. See, you can't know which
you
part of that
know
part.
What part.
But in the case of the bulb, if you were to know which is the initial bulb, that's usher, you couldn't apply bittul.
That's according to the Man de Amar that says, according to Ran, he's talking about one bulb that grew a lot. Right, so that won't be the case.
I'm not sure.
Like if you have a bulb.
No, he was referring to. His shaila was, if the gidulei and usher. He wasn't referring to the actual ikr. The ikr may be usher. Are the outgrowths of the bulb? Are those going to be usher? Or are those going to be mutter? That was the Ron shaila.
So what happens is that you put a bulb. I don't know how it works, but I guess you put a bulb and then increase. The vegetable grows, and then you cut the vegetables, and the bulb keeps on next year right. also, right?
Right, but yeah, but the bulb itself is not. Let's say the bulb is edible. Let's say it were to be edible.
Oh, then that you couldn't no eat.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right?
But he says the Rana Malinus Esser.
But if you don't, right, I think it's only if you don't know the which initial bulb is. I think, I don't know, maybe Harry would know better. He knew about bulbs reading the article there. But when more onions grow, I think more bulbs are also going to be grown as well. And if you don't know the initial bulb, so then they'll all be bottled. But if you know the initial bulb, there is some type of sign, a simon on it, I don't think the bulb would ever be mut if you know what it is. Okay. Feel weiter. That's a shayla. So again, initially the Gemara had paskin, but the Gemara suggested that it should be muti. You should be able to be mevatel this stavar iser. But then we say there are two great Amarayim who said that it's usur, that if you have the grafting, you cannot apply bittel to the case of Arla, and seemingly the same halacha should apply to the halachas of Shemitah. So, Vamar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, bar Rav Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, batzel shenata bekerem, an onion that was planted in a vineyard, v'nekar kerem, usur. So what's this case here?
This is the second case that because he's going against two cases.
Okay, so let's see. Oh, this is the second one. Okay, so the Ran says this is the there's two medium wide lines down on the Ran. The second one, afa pisha nekar hakerem, v'gadol achar kach beter aser, alma gidulin kaven shemin haikar heim yotzin harehim kimahu v'gam shvis v'gam shvis nami loshna. So this case here is also talking about Arla, the case of Rav Shmuel. This is a climb actually. Okay, clear cam. Okay, so grafting, hybriding fruit. So this case, if you take an onion and plant it among grapes, which is going to be kalayim, and then you necker, then you remove it from the karam, but it's already a davar aser because it's kalayim. Even though you might plant it elsewhere, it's batel. It's rather aser forever.
Remove the karam or you remove the.
Right, there's a girsa here. It says necker karam, but the aleph tells you.
No, the whole reason is that the karam was removed and that plant kept on growing after they removed the karam.
Right. It adds in the bottom here. I feel right. Hosted masayim, even though it grew 200, the grapes end up being 200 times that initial onion. It's never going to be bottle. It'll be usher forever. So bittul doesn't apply.
No, it's the other way around. There is a karam and there is a bulb.
Right. You place a bulb in the karam.
And then you take out the karam. So the bulb is usher. And what happens if it keeps on growing after that a lot, after the karam was taken out?
Uh-huh. Okay,
I think that's the case.
Okay,
I'm not sure.
No, you're right. I guess you're right, because nekar karam, you take out the... I guess I keep thinking who's going to just take out a whole vineyard. You take out the onion into the vineyard.
I mean, maybe it died or there was some kind of...
Okay. So anyway, the case is that where there is going to be... There's going to be rove and shishim and masai and whatever's needed... Mivata, but we don't apply bittel here. We say it's aser. So Gemara says, "Hader aser l'kami de Riyami v'pashalei min hada." So then he went back to Rabbi Ami, and he answered from the following: "Hada de Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan litra b'tzelim a certain amount of onions shetikna v'zara misaseres l'fikula." So should we go on to this piece here? Does it go into the next page? I think we can. I think we can probably read to the last line here.
So we still didn't. So what happens? Rabbi Mia said that it's muta, right? And then we say he's going against two. He's going against Rabbi Abu, Rabbi Yochanan. He's going against Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Nachman.
Right, so now they bring a different source about maybe a different answer. Now there's a lot of back and forth. So this next scenario is again they have a litra of betelim shetikna. They have a whole amount of onions. That shetikna that they have taken truma and meister from, and it's no longer tevel. Uzara, then they took this fruit and planted it. Mis aseres lefikula, you have to take meister on the nikudulem. You can't say since the pits I use and the bulbs I use already had meister truma taken from it, so maybe the gidulem should also be pata from in truma. No, once you regrow it, it's now considered a new fruit, and you would have to take meister truma and meister on it as well. Amma, we therefore see that osan gidulin mivatlin ikr. Therefore, we see that when things grow, the gudulein are going to be mevatel the ikr. Even though the ikr, the zera itself, was something that didn't require truma meiser, we don't say that the gudulein take on the same status as the zera. It becomes something new, and it's completely mevatel the zera. This would be the opposite to say that bittel does apply.
This is say bittel applies to now.
It's a chul chumra.
Yeah.
But that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara says maybe really it's a safek, and maybe dilma lechumra shiny. No, maybe really we don't know the answer. We don't know whether gidulein are going to be mevatel the ikr. It's a suffix. when it comes to something like this, where the chumra, we'll say the chumra, that person should be machmir and take ma'aser and truma. When it's a situation where it comes to be mevatel the iser, we have to be machmir and say there is no bittel, because maybe really there is no bittel, we have to say it does follow the ikar and it is aser. So that's what the Gemara says. At this stage, at least, we don't know what the answer is. So that says the round on the bottom here, the last round on the page. Maybe really the Gidulin are not mevatel the ikar at all. Maybe the Gidulin really take the same nature as the Zera. And that's why when Shemitah regrows, it's going to be Shemitah. And Klaim regrows, it's going to be Klaim. And Arla is going to be Arla. It won't be us or anything. But here, because of a Chumra, they said, be Machmir and take Truma, even though you really don't have to. B'mashi Parashti, that which I explained, lo kashi lanha. What I explained, where? Earlier. Let's not read this one, it's going to get a little tricky, but the simple reading is again that really maybe the Gemara Paskins that it is there's no bittul, it rather it follows the Zera, but at the Chumra they say let's just take Chumra Meiser, just doesn't explain why it has such a Chumra, but it's a Chumra Balma and there's no conclusion. I'm looking at the Rush here for a second. He gets into a whole discussion of other halachas of Truma. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here then. We'll pick up in the middle of this discussion tomorrow.
Doesn't look too long either.
Doesn't look too long. I see Davar Sheshen Latirin again comes up. Okay, Shkoyach. Davening's downstairs today.
Yes, I did.